News next.
Norfolk News. Norfolk Life.
This is BBC Radio Norfolk.
Live from our studios at the Forum in Norwich, this is the Tea Time programme with Matthew Gudgeon. Good evening. Our main story at 5 o'clock. A mental health hospital in Norfolk is failing to meet unexpected levels of care, according to an official report.
We are completely unsurprised. The CQC report bears out concerns that our members, staff working on the front line, have been raising consistently for well over a year now.
Mental Health Trust for the county has just told BBC Radio Norfolk failings at Helston Hospital are recognised by them. The hospital provides care for vulnerable patients who may be detained under the Mental Health Care Act. The Care Quality Commission says it's failing in the way it cares for patients and doesn't respect those who use the service. Cathy Chapman is the Director of Operations for the Trust.
I do think it's an accurate reflection. There are lots of things in the report that praise our services, the way we ensure that they have access to information and how to raise concerns. But we're not ignoring the concerns that the CQC have raised. We take any concern seriously, and we're taking action to put things right straight away.
Thank you, Alex. You're listening to BBC Radio Norfolk. This is Matthew Gudgeon on the Tea Time programme. The Trust, which runs Helston Hospital in Norwich, says it's disappointed at the outcome of an inspection last month. The Care Quality Commission says care and welfare, along with privacy and dignity, of the mental health patients needs to improve. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust says it's already addressing the issues raised. We'll speak to them shortly, but first, Emma Corlett from the Union Unison, whose members say cuts are making the services there unsafe.
We are completely unsurprised. The CQC report bears out concerns that our members, staff working on the front line, have been raising consistently for well over a year now. What needs to happen is that Norman Lamb needs to back up his words with action. He needs to urgently go back to the Department of Health and say even the CQC are now agreeing that the financial savings that have been imposed on the trust cannot be safely made without having a significant impact on the quality and safety of patient care. So, bluntly, we need resources and we need Norman Lamb to act urgently.
Cathy Chapman is on the line to us now. Cathy Chapman is the Director of Operations for the Trust which runs Helston Hospital. Good evening.
Hi, Matthew.
Tell me then, first of all, your reaction to this latest CQC report.
Well, first of all, Matthew, we welcome the report, and on the whole, the report paints a positive picture of our services, but it does identify two issues, one which it describes as a minor concern and the other as a moderate concern. And these concerns relate to some of the time that people are waiting to access our service, and also ensuring that we have written care plans that are actually signed by the patient.
But when a report says that care and welfare and privacy and dignity needs to improve, then that's pretty fundamental, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we're taking these concerns very seriously. We're pleased. The CQC report on the whole paints a positive picture of the services, but there are these two areas that we're taking immediate action on. The CQC found that although we're involving patients in their care and that on the whole patients have written care plans, the patients were not always signing those care plans. And that's really important because it means that we can't be sure that the patient understood and agreed to that care plan. So we're taking immediate action to ensure that our care plans are signed by service users in all cases.
Well, we heard just now from the union rep, that the Unison rep, Emma Corlett, is convinced that it's down to the cuts and the way that you apportion money, that the service is bound to degenerate because there isn't enough money.
Well, all NHS services are managing with a tighter budget at the moment. The NHS has been tasked with finding about 20% savings over 5 years, and that's impacting on mental health services as it is all services. We welcome any debate about mental health and whether there should be more resource for mental health. I certainly know that clinicians and managers within the Trust agree with Emma that actually what we should be doing is looking at whether mental health is receiving its fair share of the NHS budget. But that's not what this report is about. This report has identified two areas of concern in the services based around health and hospital, and we welcome that report and we're addressing those concerns.
How quickly will things be put right then?
We already have an action plan around the waiting times, and we've made a commitment already that we will be meeting, we'll be able to see people who need to be seen within 3 days. Everyone will be seen within 3 days during March.
Cathy Chapman from the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew.
The trust that operates Helston Hospital, who've received a poor CQC report from last month.